All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Alina Holmes, the president of the Parents Voice in Shawville, to talk about an event that they have coming up this weekend. Alina, how's it going?
It's great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So, can you tell me a little bit about this Touch a Truck event that's coming up on Saturday, I believe?
I would love to. So, a few years ago now, we came across the idea of a Touch a Truck event that was actually happening in Ottawa. And we kind of looked around the table and thought, you know, we could do that. So we put on our first Touch a Truck back in 2016, and it ended up being a huge success. We had over 400 people come to the event. The kids and the parents all loved it. And then, as everyone knows, the last couple of years have happened, and the opportunity to do it again has been put on hold. So we're really excited to have the chance to bring it back again this year. We have a substantial amount of trucks coming to the fairgrounds. We had of every kind you can imagine. We have tow trucks and dump trucks. We have tractors. We have four-wheelers. We have snowmobiles. We have log. I can't even remember how to say this. Like log cutting trucks.
Oh, cool.
There's so many different kinds of trucks that I can't even describe all of the names of them. And the kids get to come to the fairgrounds and they get the chance to actually climb in the trucks, climb on the trucks, ask the owners of the trucks what they do, honk the horns, and just be all over them. And at the same time as all the trucks, we also have bouncy castles, glitter tattoos, face painting, a princess and a superhero there to take pictures with the kids. And then we have 4-H coming and doing ice cream and popsicles, and the Shawville Lions are coming and doing a barbecue. So it's really just a great chance to get the kids out to have a really fun hands-on experience.
Jeez, yeah, no, my inner 5-year-old here is getting pretty excited here.
I have to say, I think the parents really do like it just as much as the kids do.
Oh, absolutely. So can you go into a little more detail there about where and when everything's going on?
Absolutely. So it's taking place this Saturday at the Shawville Fairground, and it's going on from 10 to 2. It is a free event. It's free of charge, but as we are a nonprofit organization, we do have a donation bin out. So we do ask if it's at all possible. We would be just so grateful to receive any donations at the time of the event. And I have to add to that a little bit that I just want to say a quick shout out to a group of local businesses that have been so generous to donate to the event as well, so that we can have the awesome bouncy castles and other exciting things that we have going on at this event. And all of the wonderful truck drivers that have volunteered their time as well.
As you know, as far as the Parents Voice group goes, how big are you guys? How many volunteers are involved in putting this all together?
So the Parents Voice organization is, right now we're sitting at 8 members. And we also have a sort of a clutch group of volunteers that come in and help us out whenever we have events, which we're really grateful for as well. And our mission from the start has been to bring animators and programming for families and kids to the Shawville area, so we can really see the kids in our communities experience some of these awesome things that happen in the city that maybe we just can't access or can't get to. And we've been really lucky to have some amazing animators travel up and put on some awesome programming. And hopefully now that we are heading into what should be a more normal year coming up, we'll be able to see some great programming happening again. We've done everything from story time and Lego Club at the library to dance classes, music classes, and then our bigger events like our park parties and our Touch a Trucks as well. So,
Alina, I want to thank you for your time there. If there's anything that we didn't mention, or if anyone else is interested in further activities you have, where can people find more information there about the Parents Voice and their events?
So the best way to reach us is on Facebook, the Parents Voice Shawville area. We do also have a website, theparentsvoiceshawville.com.